Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I received a message the other day via a group email from one of my high school classmates. She sent out a note to all the folks from the class that she had emails for to thank them for those who had attended the fundraiser for another one of our classmates, a girl named Jennifer, who has cancer. She also wrote to inform us that Jennifer's cancer had spread and that her doctors were now telling her that it was simply a matter of time. The chemotherapy treatments had not worked, and there was simply nothing more that could be done for her. I thought of Jennifer as I read through our Old Testament text for this morning, because like Jennifer, Abram found himself in a seemingly hopeless situation. He was supposed to become a great nation and receive great blessing from God. But all of that depended upon having heirs, of which Abraham had none. And so he said to God, "O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? You've given me no children. So my servant, a servant of my household, will become my heir." And the word of God came to Abraham saying, "This man will not be your heir. A son coming from your own body will be your heir." And as our Old Testament text told us, the Lord took Abram outside, had him look up at the night sky, and he said, "You know, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." And God said to him, "So shall your offspring be." And Abram believed the Lord. And we all know that God kept his promise, and indeed Abram became the father of not one, but two nations, the Jews and the Arabs. But most importantly, he became the one through whom eventually the Messiah, Jesus, would come. What Abram accepted without any proof, and what I wrote and I told to my old high school classmate Jennifer, and what I'm now telling you is this: our God bows to no one. He is supreme in all power and in all authority. He is subject to nothing, but sovereign over everything. What he speaks forth takes place without exception. Thus, when God said to Abram, or when Abram said to God, "What can you give me since I remain childless?" At that moment, it demonstrated Abram's complete lack of understanding as to the omnipotent, omniscient, limitless nature of God. What could God give him since he remained childless? Anything he wanted to. For our God bows to no one. Our God bows to no thing. There are no limits or parameters or boundaries that can be placed upon our God. But one only knows that through faith. And so until that faith takes hold of one's life, it's very common for people, even Christian people, to walk around with doubts and fears and questions and worries. That's why Mary doubted that she could become the mother of the Christ, because after all, she was just a virgin. That's why the disciples feared for their lives when that great storm came upon the Sea of Galilee, because they doubted that Jesus really cared enough to save them from drowning. It's why so many people spend so much of their time worrying about things in their lives, worrying about providing for their family, or paying for college, growing up, growing old, how they look, if they will ever truly fall in love and get married, have children someday, or about the safety of their children, about getting a job, about maintaining a job, about caring for their parents as they age, about whether we should go into a retirement center or not now that we have aged, and on and on and on. We worry because we question whether God really will take care of it all. And to that, Jesus says, O you of little faith, life is more than all those things. Consider for a moment the ravens. Not to be mean or anything, but that is one ugly bird. Not only are they ugly, they're nasty and they're annoying. They don't even sound pretty. It's terrible. They have that awful crowing sound. And yet God feeds them and he cares for them. He loves them. If that's how God treats those nasty, ugly, annoying birds, how much better do you think he's going to take care of us? For you see, we are so much more valuable to God than they are. But he still takes care of them. And he will so much more take care of us. After all, God did not send his only son into this world to suffer and die on behalf of the ravens. He sent him to suffer and die for us. The death and the resurrection of Jesus took place for us. He died on the cross to forgive our sins. He rose from the grave to give us the gift of everlasting life with God. That sacrifice was because of his love for us. And thus fear and worry and doubt, they shouldn't occupy a single moment of our time. We mean more to God than anything else in his creation. And it has pleased him to give us the kingdom. I received a note just a couple of days ago. After I had written the sermon, so I had to kind of rewrite things a little bit, that my old classmate Jennifer had died. Her body finally succumbed to the cancer. And yet, as sad as that reality is, for her friends, family, especially for her husband and her two little girls, the truth that I would speak to them if they were here today is this. Our God is still bigger and he is still stronger, and our God bows to no one. Not to Satan, not to sin, not to death, and certainly not to cancer. Jennifer didn't die because the cancer won, but because God in his grace chose to call Jennifer to rest in his arms. Nothing, and I mean nothing, happens outside of the allowance and the will of God. Abram asked God, "What can you give me since I remain childless?" I'm afraid that sometimes we have that same mindset. We ask God, what can you do for me since I'm old, since I'm sick, since I'm out of work, since I'm single, since I'm widowed, since I'm lonely? Fill in the blank. The answer that Abram soon learned is that God can do anything that he chooses to do. And thus, Abram believed God. I pray that with that same kind of faith, you will learn to believe God also. No matter your issue, no matter your struggle, your sickness, your crisis, your trouble, your hopeless situation, your anything, remember that God, our God, bows to no one. He is sovereign over all. He is Savior of all. He loves you, and he will always care for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, amen.